On today's panel discussion, you agreed to establish this Asian Media Cooperation Organization. What benefits do you think can it bring to your country and to other countries in the Belt and Road Initiative?
I am very glad that our organization is one of the initiators for this important cooperation program. The Chinese government, especially the president of China, took initiative to start Road and Belt program, which in long term will have a very good impact in our region, because Road and Belt Initiative covers everything, developing infrastructure and other areas of cooperation and exploration. So Nepal, being very close to China and very good neighbor, and we are a very small country but we have a lot of diversity, so there are many things to offer from Nepalese side also. From this type of cooperation will benefit a lot.
Specifically, which areas do you think that can be included in this cooperation between Chinese media outlets as well as your media organization?
There are various sectors, as I said, infrastructure sharing may be one of the major area of cooperation. But coming to media, so we can exchange the contents, we can share our experiences, and in all the sectors like upgradation of technology, bringing new contents, diversify the contents to all the sector of the population, then arranging trainings, workshops to educate our people how we have to develop our media, then integrating the new media also in our traditional type of media. So there is wide scope of area where we can cooperate in the media sector also.
Looking to the future, just now you've mentioned many benefits that could be brought to both countries and peoples. What are the challenges or impediments in this endeavor?
So in our program today, we discussed about a lot about problems and challenges and all those things. We are developing countries, we have many challenges in every sector. But if you only talk about challenges, it is not going to solve our problems. With challenges, there are opportunities also. So we have to convert those challenges to opportunities. So we have to do a very hard work in all the sectors, like for developing our network, digitizing it, upgrading everything. So those are the challenges, but we have to work very hard. We have to invest a lot. But once we do it, we complete it, then it is going to bring a lot of benefits for us, a lot of opportunities to us. So we have to face the challenges, we have to manage it, we have to plan it properly, and if we go ahead, then it will bring opportunities to us.